Yud Gimel. Pais Beis. In the light of what has been explained, in the concept of chet, shemavad etzem ahusay, and besides the essence of the chet itself, harehu gamkin goyim sha'adam misrachik kol yodam yoyre v'kivat eizvah, it also causes the person to be distanced through it from the light and the closeness to Hashem. V'yoyre d'makom ha'klippus, causes the person to descend to a place of klippus, a place of godlessness. Sho'ele yizbarach enechoy d'shama v'le'ele v'richuk, where Hashem's light only illuminates there in a very distant way. And in a tshuva, if he said, so according to this, the concept of tshuva, who lotzeis mimodar haklippus, is to leave the dwelling of the klippus, l'ikonais shuv l'mokem hakodesh, and to re-enter a place of holiness, asher ba'oyda yizbarach yira'oyah, that one will be able to see the light of godliness. So according to this, we can understand more the words of the pasuk. It says in the pasuk that a rasha should leave his ways. Why does it say that a rasha should leave his ways? It should say the rasha should leave his actions. In a yesh lefarish, we can explain that it means that he should leave the way that drags him to do an avera. What is that? Chazal say that the way a person comes to do an avera is the eye sees, and then that causes the heart to desire, and that eventually leads to the person's tools of action completing the avera. So the derech to the avera is the eye seeing and the heart desiring. But it's and what the pasuk means to say when it says that the rasha should leave their ways, it means she yazim kol darka. It means he should leave all of the entire way to get to the avera. Yisrachik ma'akir v'adayim alay. Person should distance himself from anything that is repulsive and anything similar to it. Meaning, anything that is going to eventually lead to an avera, the rasha distances himself from that. So that's one way to explain the word darkai, that the rasha should leave his ways. Ulam al piyam avura, but according to what we've explained, yeshlem aroyd, we can say it. We could have another understanding. Besides deserting the chet itself, the rasha also has an obligation to leave the place of the avera, meaning the place that the avera has caused him to enter. That is the place that he has descended to, which is the depths of the klippus. A place where a person finds himself dwelling there in a new existence of being a sinner. Well, let's say, Mashal, the person has to leave that. What he means to say is that there's a mindset that a person has. When a person has done an avera, sometimes one time, sometimes two times, whatever, how many times it is, the person feels that You know, I'm a Russian. I'm a sinner. And that itself causes the person like sometimes to give up and to feel like he has nothing to lose by sinning again. It's just the person has this feeling. It's a very low self-image due to his averus. That world, that place, is a place of clippers. It's not a good place to be. The person has to, when it says Yazav Yazav Rasha Darka, it means that Rasha has to leave that place. Person that can't consider himself to be in a place of chait. That's not where the person is.
Is a metaphor or a physical place? Or
no.
Both?
No, it's a metaphor.
Shin Makam.
Right, that's what he's saying. That's it's how he's explaining Shin Makam. Okay. Right, the Yetahara makes us believe that we are in a new place. Right, we're in a. It makes us believe that we're in this place. Which is where we find ourselves as if this is a place where chet is no longer going to make a difference. Chmei ben HaMelech, similar to a prince, the son of the king, Shechot Elohaviv HaMelech, who has sinned to his father, the king, and he distances himself a lot, until he connects himself to a group of bandits that are trying to destroy the kingdom. Right? Shereshes Koel. So the prince wants to do tshuva, the first thing he has to do, he has to leave the place where he is. He has to leave this place, this group that are trying to destroy the kingdom. That's the first thing he has to do. Zehu Yazav Rasha Darka. That is what the pasuk says. The Rasha has to leave his ways. Yazav is Mother of Klippas. He has to leave this place of the Klippas of Yashav al Hashem, and then he can do tshuva to Hashem, Yirachameyu, and Hashem will have compassion upon him.
He can't do tshuva in the Klippas?
Well, it's a contradiction. You're teamed up with a bunch of bandits, you're gonna say I regret it. So what are you doing there?
So like the automatic, in a way.
You have to. Right.
That's the first part of tshuva.
It's like letting go of the sheretz while you're in the mikvah.
Right. Well, you have to let go of the sheretz before you enter the mikvah.
You're holding the sheretz while you're in the mikvah. Doesn't do anything.
Right. This is the foundation of the concept of tshuva.
It's good.
To leave the essence of the chait. Leaving the hoivi means the, not the essence, it means the the surrounding of the chait. It's a situation of distance from Hashem and from kedusha.
Existence,
huh?
Existence.
Environment.
It's an environment. Yeah. Very good. That's a very good. That's a better word. Leave the environment of sin. It's an environment that represents the being distanced from Hashem, from holiness. Litzur hoivi acher, and to create a new environment, shall kiruv devekes b'Hashem, of closeness and connection to Hashem. It's a mindset. It's an environment that's created by the person
it's
himself.
It's not only mindset. Could be literally physically.
Right, yeah, it could be, definitely. Yeah, I'm saying even the person that hasn't teamed up with a bunch of bandits, right, it's a person has, a person creates for himself, a person has decided, okay, now I'm in my environment of chait, and I can't get out of this. So the first thing you got to do is create for yourself an environment, a new environment.
The word comes from Chabad, right?
Zemar Kosov Ramba. And this is what the Rambam means when he says, "Kimedarkei Atshuva," that the ways of tshuva is Shemashan Shmoi Masav Mekayma. The person has to change his name, his actions, and his place. Meaning, Shemashan Ha'Hoivi Kula. The person has to change the entire situation, the entire environment. Meshanes Metzius HaNefesh HaChetas Aydei Shinu Shmoi. The person changes the existence of the sinning soul by changing his name. Meaning, the person considers the words are, he changes the existence of the sinning person by changing his name. Meaning, the person considers, one of the problems is, the person considers himself a sinner. And therefore,
so by changing his name, he's not a sinner anymore?
No. So it doesn't literally mean you change your name. The person has to view himself as, I am now going to be a new person. I'm not the same person that sinned. Because if the person considers himself a sinner, the person is going to end up sinning again. Kaloyma, ani acher, I'm a different person. I'm not the person that sinned. For mishanes amatzias, that's number one. The second thing is changing his actions. Meaning, the person has to change his actions totally for the better. Hainu meaning, it's not enough just to correct the bad deed that he has, that he committed. And the mishanes ahoivi shel kol ma'asav shiyeh me'achshav bedarga chashuva yoseh. Meaning that he has to change the level of his actions. That he should be now on a higher level. His actions should, all of his actions should be on a higher level. Meaning, meaning that even his actions, his permissible actions, should be done on a higher level, on a level of more kedusha. If the person maintains his same level of actions, meaning I'm going to, up until now I had when I woke up in the morning I used to have a piece of cream cake and a coffee, and then my breakfast was a 5-course meal, and then whatever it was, using food as an example, does not do that. But and then a person felt all day as a magushimdiga person due to the fact that he's been involved in the food from the first moment he's woke up in the morning. The person feels very magushimdig, very physical, very
lethargic,
whatever it is. Anyways, so that it creates this environment for the person where the person feels like he's a magusha. When the person does tshuva, the person has to look into all of his actions and make sure that his actions, even the permissible actions, are on a higher level, so that the person should be a more spiritual person. Not telling the person that he should abstain from all gashmias. The person should see to it to raise his all of his actions to a little bit of a higher level. Whatever dragged him to do the avera in the first place, that's got to change. It says in the Svarim al Posuk, on the Posuk, Kamasa Eretz Mitzrayim Ashi Shavtem Valesasu, Kamasa Eretz Kanah V'Gamah. The Posuk says, one should not, do not imitate the actions of Eretz Mitzrayim that you dwell there, and do not imitate the actions of the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan. Says the Nesiv Shalom, She'ina kavana rak al masim asurim aksuvin lahalam v'pasha. The intent here is not only on the forbidden acts that we saw in Mitzrayim and in Eretz Canaan. The gamas haheter, even the permissible acts, leisasu kama shoyitzim amitzrayim v'kanaan. Don't do the permissible acts the way the goyim do them. A yid's permissible acts have to be different than the goy's permissible acts. We are different than them in everything that we do. The gamas masav atoyvim, and then even that's just permissible acts. And now even the good deeds that we do. We should do them also on a higher level. That's also, the Baal Tshuva has to do the good deeds on a higher level. Let's say he's given tzedakah in public, so that making sure that everybody knows about it, maybe now his tzedakah should be in a more concealed way. That's just an example. But anything, just the person's davening. He's been davening. Okay, maybe he hasn't. It wasn't done with the proper kavanah, or he wasn't davening with a minion. Right? Even our good deeds, there is no limit to better. Umishanas mekayvai, and then. And then if I forgot, one good example would be if a person just until now has just given tzedakah, maybe now he should consider donating a shul.
Maybe he should do it.
But that would be public,
maybe
Rabbi.
He should consider donating a shul.
But that would be public.
What?
It would be a public.
No, we don't have to put his name on.
The anonymous shul?
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Mamashan, that would be a Kiddush Hashem.
You'd appear first in the phone book, anonymous shul.
You should find different audience for that kind of thing.
I haven't given up hope on the people sitting here. Mashana is a kaimai. And he changed, and a person needs to change his place, which is Makam Achet, the place of the Chet, meaning Ahoivi Wa'avira Shabaychata, meaning the existence and the environment of the place that he has sinned, meaning. As he explained before, the yasa tacht of metzius acher is the gamri. Instead, the person should create for himself a total different environment. Gamer rumes b'zeh inyan hayetziyim emodar aklipa shenovel shama, and hinted in this is the exiting the dwelling place of the klipas where the person has descended to. The Dosh Rishumas, actually, the Arizal says that the word Elul, which is the month of Tshuva, is hinted to in the Pasuk that talks about someone who murders a person unintentionally. So the Pasuk says, Hashem made this happen that he should kill this person. So it says, Hashem says, I will give you a place, Ashiyona Shama, where the murderer should run to. So the first letters of Ino Liyodai Visamti Lacha is El. What is El doing in this pasuk? Ki achatoyim yoitzrim makam shel shilton haklipis. Because the averis create a place where the klipis reign. Ve'elul hu makam hakedusha, and elul is the ir miklat. Elul is the city of refuge. It's a place of kedusha, ir miklat, la'asher lo'itzada, where the kimin of the yod v'samti l'chol makam. It's a place for the person to run. It's a new environment for the person to run to. It's a new existence, a new environment of kedusha for a person to run. This changing of place is possible even in the same physical place where the person is. The person has to just create around him a place and a new environment of Kedusha. As we find in the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, that Yaakov went in these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he ran to save himself from Esav. Hainu, meaning even though Yaakov never left the place, physical place where he was, it's still the word running away is still possible even if the person is in the same physical place where he is. He ran away to the days that are between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, meaning he ran away to a new place, an environment that we can envision of that in a place where we are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? It's a place of tshuva, even though we're in the same physical place that we are all year round. But somehow between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, our environment becomes a place of tshuva. A person has the ability to run to that type of place throughout the year as well. Kizeh haklal shetshuva dereshes yitzia ma'amahus ma'amitzius shebahem nasa achet. This is the rule. Tshuva demands that we should leave the essence and the environment of the Avera and to change the environment to a new place. Now, in the light of these words, Yizboher HaInyan, there will be clarity to a concept. It's a matter that doesn't give rest to any hurtful person. What is this that Hashem does to us? It seems like we do tshuva from the depths of our heart, and we feel very bitter about the avera. And we accept upon ourselves all different types of resolutions. And we make up that we're going to stick to these resolutions at the expense of our self-sacrifice. And we are so confident that we're never going to do the avera again. And then after a while, everything goes back to the way it was. We forget all the plenty. We can't even tell that we ever did tshuva before. And this causes Bali tshuva to lose hope. To the point that we don't believe anymore in our own tshuva, that this time it is going to hold ground. Okay, gormei hadavar. But what causes all of this is yesh lenateach oisam al pi dvareinu hanal. Right now, let's. We need to analyze what causes this according to what we've said before. the sin, the chait, has a whole existence. Tshuva means to create a totally new existence. Which requires to change, the person needs to change, his actions need to change, and the environment needs to change.